Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm Lori Richliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is the place to be.
You know, Lori, this next segment is called When Horse Theft is Not a Crime, Part 1. We're going to do this in the next two segments because this is... When I was researching...
You were blown away by this, weren't you?
When I was researching topics for the show, I came across this, and, you know, the retired police officer in me kind of perked up when I read, you know, when horse theft is not a crime?
Isn't that always a crime?
I thought you got hung for stealing horses.
I thought they hung people for
that. You know, I mean, and I read through this, and I was just in shock as to what happened to this poor woman.
And what a loophole, huh?
This is based on an article that was in Equus magazine, and it was written by Debbie Metcalf.
I think it's Metcalf.
Metcalf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure I butchered her name, and I apologize for that. But it was originally printed in December of 2018, and it was just updated in July of 2019. And it's based on a case of a lady named Jill Black. Jill Black had moved from North Carolina to North Dakota. And when she left North Carolina, she left her horses with a friend to have them cared for. And she was paying this friend to care for her horses till she found a place for them in North Carolina.
North Dakota.
When phone calls went unanswered, messages weren't returned. Jill Black, she was not daunted by anything. She kept calling over and over again. And as days passed, she finally got a response, but it was not the response she was expecting. She was told by the lady who was caring for her horses that her horses were dead, both killed in a horrible storm.
Gotta love it.
And she reeled in disbelief. Dead? How could both horses be dead?
Well, the lightning storms, we've seen that.
Yeah, but lightning strike two horses?
It can.
I mean...
It's kind of odd.
So basically, it was 5 months that the horse had been there when she moved, and she finally had a place for them to go. Suspecting that something wasn't right, Black sent a veterinarian to her friend's property to confirm the story. But when the veterinarian arrived, his entrance onto the property was blocked, and the person that was there said, "No, you're not allowed on."
Great.
So that made things even worse. So now she called the local sheriff, and the sheriff's department gave her some more important details of the case were quickly fleshed out. She had two geldings, Shatan and Sunny. They weren't dead. Her friend who was being paid to care for them instead sold them just weeks after they arrived at her farm.
So without her knowledge and without her consent, just said, you know, I'm selling these guys.
And she sold the horses.
And she took money for board.
Yeah. And she was devastated. You know, she couldn't eat. She couldn't sleep, telling herself that it was her fault for leaving them. And she was all upset and she wanted something done. The person who committed the crime by selling her horses without her permission. She felt that that was a crime and that there should be something done about that.
You would think about it. I mean, this is your horse. You left it there. You're paying board. And she sold it.
Well, the problem is that the local law enforcement, they didn't provide her with any help. Because when they talked to the person who was caring for the horses, that person said, "These are my horses. I possess them." Mm-hmm. They are in my possession.
For whatever reason, these are hers.
And remember, possession is 9/10 of the law. Mm-hmm. So she possessed an object, horses, which, and we have to back up a little bit here. And this is one of the things, I've had this discussion in my firearms courses with people, because there's not a, with a firearm, you can use deadly force to defend yourself if you reasonably believe that you or another innocent individual are in immediate danger of death or severe bodily harm.
Right.
If there's no other alternative, you can use deadly force to defend yourself.
But you just can't do it willy-nilly.
Right. Well, also, there is no state that allows you to use deadly force to defend property.
Yes.
And unfortunately, as much as we love our pets, as much as we love our animals, as much as we love our horses, in the eyes of the law, they are property.
Yes.
They are not your children.
Even though we want that to be.
Even though you want them to be, even though our horses are better behaved than our children.
Right.
They're not part of your family in the eyes of the law. They are property. Your dog, your cat, your horse, your bird, your chinchilla, your fish, your snake, whatever it is that you love, they are property. They are not members of the family. So she left her property with this person willingly. The person possessed the property legally.
Mm-hmm.
So she sold it.
Right.
And the sheriffs came back and said it is a civil matter.
Right. It doesn't. It's not a criminal because this is between an argument between two individuals. Because I'm sure that she gave a very good case to the police officers that she just left the stuff here.
Yeah. And while it might seem obvious to you that a person who sells your horse without your permission has in effect stolen them, it's not always the case. Civil theft is, legally speaking, quite different than criminal theft, which is the type of crime that occurs when someone cuts your fence and removes a horse from your property without your permission. In the latter, there is a clear delineation between the criminal and the victim. A civil matter, in contrast, is considered a dispute between two honest people. If the police decide that your case is civil, rightfully or not, they will decline to treat it as a crime.
So they just let it go.
And once that happens, you are now in the myriad and the muck and the mire of a civil trial.
That means it's very difficult to prove your rights.
You know, and getting your horse back after civil theft is possible, but it can be difficult and expensive. And you need to take the right steps from the beginning to improve your chances of success. For your better bet is to take measures to not let it happen to you. And there are things that you need to know to prevent this from happening.
This goes right back to my statement. We've had a couple different segments on it before. Put it in writing.
Right.
Put everything in writing.
And for clarification, okay, civil versus criminal. What exactly is civil theft? Well, the answer depends on whom you talk to and where you live. Right now, Florida is the only state that has a civil theft statute, which includes the definition obtaining or using the property of the plaintiff by taking or exercising control over property and making that unauthorized use, disposition, or transfer the property. In other words, civil theft occurs when someone who has legal access to your horse takes him or sells him without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
That would be civil theft. She left the horses with this person willingly. They were left there to be cared for, and she was paying for that care.
Right.
But she still left them there. So it's
not clear cut, because what you don't have in here is you've got the person who has the horses who could be telling the police officer, no, she didn't pay me, even though it may be a lie. No, she didn't pay me, or she just abandoned them. I had to sell them. There could be quite a few different things. So it's very muddy.
Right. It could also run into cases of, you know, you having a dispute with a trainer or a boarding facility.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen these
at
certain trainers in our area that they say that the person owes them X number of dollars. And the person says, no, I don't owe you that. I paid this, this, and this. And you billed me for this. And it's not my expense
or
to pay.
Or it's not even my horse to
and
pay.
And so they're claiming that they are. So you want to go and collect your horse and you find out that the horse is padlocked on their property.
Yeah.
Well, they possess that property. Now they're threatening mechanics' liens
mm-hmm.
and everything else because you don't pay them. So now people are put in the position of, do I pay that extra $400 or $500 or do I spend thousands in civil court trying to get my horse back
again,
after they've sold it to a third party?
Possession, 9/10 of the
law.
You
know, so, you know, it's whether a case is treated as criminal or civil comes down to the response from law enforcement.
Yes.
Okay. And
so
law enforcement.
Don't go yelling at your law enforcement when they get there.
They're going to look at this thing and they're going to want to know how that horse got there, where it's there, all the other stuff like that. And if the dispute is over dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Or over money. And the person, even though that you may think that they're your friend, they're a trusted trainer or whatever, they're not necessarily going to tell the truth. So you need to make sure that you have your ducks in a row before you leave these wonderful animals with somebody to care for them.
Put it in writing, people.
Put it in writing. Now, Lori, we're going to take a short break. And this is the story of what could happen that happened to this person. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things you can do
to prevent
this and to combat it if it ever does happen to you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with part two.
When we change the way we look at things change. Introducing equine-assisted physical and psychotherapy, available at Rich Liano Farms and partnered with Solutions Counseling's licensed therapists, Ashley Thompson and Danae Hagenson. Equine-assisted therapy is on the forefront of the most successful treatments used to improve all levels of mental well-being, including PTSD, autism, trauma, children and family conflict, as well as helping to relieve the day-to-day stress we all experience in our lives. So whether you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, a traumatic event, or just feeling stressed out, let us show you how a session with one of our therapy horses and licensed counselors can start you on your path to a relaxed and happier you. Most medical insurance is accepted. Contact Solutions Counseling at 218-643-9330 or visit alwayshorses.com to set up your appointment today.